The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
Who just walked in.
Yes, I did.
It's Tuesday, August 30th, 2011.
Show number 27.
Very good, Dan. He's very serious today. This is the R&D Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM or online at www.1110wccmam.com.
Did you shave your head again? It looks, because I saw some stubble the other night, and felt pretty smooth when I just felt it.
Yeah. No, it's a little. I haven't done it yet.
You know what?
Today.
I always go for the top. The top has always been pretty smooth.
That's right.
Go ahead.
You can email us at tips@boopa.com. We'll be discussing today. The Real Wicked Housewives of the Mob.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I have.
That's all you got?
You can reach us by phone at 978-687-8005 or toll free 877-687-8005. And if you're shy, once again, you can email us at tips@boopa.com. And remember, you can listen to any of our shows online anytime, 24/7, at www.boopa.com/blog. Click on the R&D Radio link and the date of the show you would like to listen to.
Hey, I didn't know salad was bad for you.
What, were you listening to the guys before?
Yeah,
what do you mean it's bad?
Because everybody who I know who eats salad is sort of heavy, leaning toward the heavy side.
You don't think they're eating salad because they're heavy and they're trying to get light?
Well, from what he was saying, clearly he's been eating salad all his life because you don't just start eating radishes out of nowhere. Did he say radishes? Is that what he throws?
Yeah, you know what it is? I figured that out.
Snack?
You know who eats radishes?
Who?
Fraggles. Did you ever see Fraggle Rock?
I'm familiar with it. I'm sure.
You got a grandson and you don't know about Fraggle Rock?
Fraggle Rock was when my daughter wasn't even born, I think. I mean, you mean I got a grandson?
Fraggle Rock. When your daughter. My kids, we used to wait for Fraggle Rock to come on HBO. My wife, my two kids, and myself used to love watching that with the kids.
When your kids were little. Now you're saying my grandson, Fraggle Rock's not on TV anymore. What am I?
It's on DVD.
I'm not going to go out and buy. I never got into Fraggle Rock. I'm looking for blood, guts. I'm looking for violence. I'm not looking for Fraggle Rock.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I forgot. It's a different generation.
Well, how did we get into Fraggle Rock? I was talking about salads and
you're talking
people.
About radishes. And the Fraggles, that was their big thing, was radishes.
So we ought to start calling George Fraggle? Do I get them right? Was George the radish guy?
No.
Oh, well, I was listening to the voices, so.
It was Jamie was talking about. Wasn't it Jamie who was talking about radishes? Yeah, Jamie.
So we'll call Jamie Fraggle.
Well, Jamie was the one who said he used to eat radishes,
Hey, where'd you get that wooden nickel?
They gave it to me. They said to give all the wooden nickels to Boopa. They're only taking silver ones.
Hmm. I didn't get one.
Well, if you were on time, you might have gotten one.
Oh, here we go. What do you got for me? Did you finish your schmear?
That was the schmear. That's it for now.
All right. What do you got going on the computer there?
Nothing right now.
What's that Go thing?
Go?
Up on the top left, the icon.
The apps?
Yeah, what is that?
Live Go All in One.
What is it?
I'll tell you in a second. It's going to load up, and it's going to show all my social websites on one page.
You're just a social
butterfly.
Fool. A social butterfly, okay.
Speaking of which.
All right.
Butterfly.
Isn't it funny how we always have a speaking of which, no matter what we say, there's a speaking of which.
Speaking of.
Like the stamps last week, and I mentioned the Golden Earring stamp coming out.
There it is.
That's
golden
it.
Golden Earring.
Okay.
I was going to bring Golden Earring up today.
Did you bring any
What'd you think of that? My wife got ink.
Oh, I left my glasses in the... Your wife got that? Are you going to get one?
Well, if I get one, it'll be Patriots, Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox or something.
Oh, that's original. What, on your head?
Yeah, I will. I'm going to do each four corners. Because when I was young, I wanted to have a car, call it a sports car. I was going to have like one fender, the Patriots, one fender, the Bruins, one fender, the Red Sox, one fender, the Celtics.
Huh. Hey, that's pretty nice, though.
It is. Her, my daughter, and my sister-in-law.
God bless. When did they do that?
Friday night, they had a tattoo party.
Where'd they go?
Over my daughter's house.
And somebody came over? Now,
A professional tattoo artist.
Really?
Yes.
It was a tattoo party?
Yeah, because the three of them were going to get a tattoo.
Is that legal in Massachusetts?
Absolutely. He's a licensed tattooist.
Bruce?
Yes, sir.
Is that legal?
I believe so.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. If someone's like myself, when my role that I played Friday night.
Yes.
As Scutch.
Right. Talking about the library.
The library. Right.
Yes.
What was I supposed to say? Library? I'm supposed to be a...
You know what? I got to tell you, Ron. You're pretty cute in that part.
Oh,
you're like the con everybody wants to just go up and hug.
Wow.
And dancing. Now, you told me you don't
Everybody's
dance.
Talking about the dancer queen.
You tell me you don't dance. You were smooth. Does your wife know you dance that good?
I don't dance.
Well, you were dancing pretty... When you dance for acting, you're pretty good.
Well, that's because I'm supposed to be handcuffed, I can't really do the moves. That's why it's funny.
You had some moves going, kid. You had some moves going.
No, not me. I don't dance. I don't.
I come from a family of dancers.
You do?
And in fact, my father died dancing on the end of
the rope. Yeah, I know. Oh, Stooges, right.
Give him a bell.
Yeah, there you go. There's the bell. No, I was... But if I was like... My character,
right.
Scutch.
Yes, which you played very well. I mean, you, Alfred Ocasio.
Well,
Ocasio?
Yes.
I keep going to say the other guy in that movie. The other bad guy.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Licata.
Licata, because you were originally supposed to be Licata.
Yes.
But Scutch, man, I'm telling you. To see him, Bruce, to see him, he's wearing the jail outfit.
Oh.
What is it from?
Jumpsuit.
Yeah, but what's it say on the back?
Oh, DOC, Department of Corrections.
That's not Cedar Junction?
No, that's Rocco's. Okay. He's got the one that says Cedar Junction.
Yeah, but he looks, you should see him. Yeah. And he's got the curly belly going on. And he's got the bald head. And he looks cute. You didn't have glasses on.
No.
Were you wearing contacts?
No.
Can you see okay like that? No wonder why you were dancing good. You didn't know what you were doing. You couldn't see.
Yeah, I mean, I just did what I had to do with my hands together.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to clap and whatever, and I can't. So that's what makes it funny.
It worked.
So what I was going to say,
okay,
like my character, Scutch, you're concerned about having a tattoo party. What about if I was in prison and I'm getting tattoos?
Well, that's different, because if you did it in prison, I mean, you got dirty needles and stuff. You're wide open for something like hepatitis C. Did you know that?
No, I mean...
Yes, absolutely. If you're going to get a tattoo, and folks, I'm being very serious. Now, Dan Lynch can be serious. If you're going to get a tattoo, you got to go to the professional people. You can't go to some kid's house and have him possibly use, like, some dirty tools or something that he uses. The professionals are the way to do it. They're going to do a great job. It's going to look good. These guys in the jails or in their homes, very possible you're going to get some sort of disease.
Okay. I agree with you 100%. That's why you go to a professional. But you were concerned about it being legal to have a tattoo party.
I didn't know if tattoo parlors were legal in Massachusetts. I know
they are tattoo
up over the border.
Yeah. You haven't seen them. Piercing centers and tattoos, they're all over the place now.
But it hasn't been forever in Mass. Illegal as of 10 years ago, I want to say.
I don't know when they made it legal, but
because
I know
now that you mentioned, I do think I've seen some, like, maybe like in the Lowell area or something like that. Have you seen my tattoo?
No, but I like that pierced nose that you have right now.
Let me show you my tattoo. Can you undo my belt for me? No, I'm kidding. Now, if you look, it's on my left arm. Oh, these damn triceps are so big, it's stretching out my shirt.
Oh, what is that? Golden earring?
No, it's not golden earring. It's actually
an
acoustic guitar.
A guitar.
Look at the fretwork and see the fine fretwork that he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
And on the body of the guitar is, do you know what that is? You've had to have
seen
it.
It's a skull.
You've never seen that before.
No.
It's everywhere. It's the Grateful Dead's Steal Your Face skull.
Oh,
what, now you're going to pick on the Grateful Dead?
I'm not.
Well, let's go back to Beyonce, Ron. Is that what you is that who you listen to, Beyonce?
No, Sarah Bareilles. Tonight, in concert, Bank of America Pavilion with my daughter.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You know what I think I'm going to do?
Oh, tell me what you're going to do.
I think I'm going to start buying tickets for like some of these very... Is she very popular?
Yeah, she's...
Would people be paying big bucks to see her?
You can't do that.
Listen to me now. Yes, you can. And I don't... I'm going to tell you this, but I don't want to tell anybody else because I don't want anybody stealing my idea.
All right.
Okay? I'm going to buy tickets for... All right, here's an example. Alice Cooper was just over at MGM. I know that doesn't excite you, but I bought tickets off of one of these ticket things online. But I've noticed that, those same tickets were available through a few of these people, so they must be connected somehow. I paid a little more than face value, maybe about $40 more than face value for each ticket. And the person who sent them to me was in California. So now what's stopping me from buying tickets for an event for, say, Lady Gaga? Now, she's probably one of the biggest acts going right now.
Yeah.
Does she tour and all that?
Yeah.
Buy a few tickets for, like, say, California, maybe Texas, maybe, and even around here, and put them up on, like, these ticket agency places, you know? And make a few bucks.
Okay.
What do you think?
Honestly?
Yes.
Okay. The day the tickets go on...
I hate when he says, just like this, Bruce. Okay. Go ahead. Let's hear it, Ronnie.
When the day the tickets go on sale, all these ticket agencies are trying to buy up those tickets on the day they go on sale. They have people doing it for them.
Right.
Because...
You can do it online. You know that, right?
Before, online, you could do it automated. Now you can't because they have the cipher, where you have to type in the word... That's like all screwy.
Right.
The letters are screwy, and half the time, even if you're human, you can't read them.
Yeah, and somehow you say, how did I get that?
But yeah, but that's, so they have people that do that, and that's where they get all these tickets from, because they have people that do that for them.
So that will stop me from doing it, or do I have a shot at getting some?
Well, you may have a shot. I mean, there's usually an 8-ticket limit. Is usually, unless it's not a big event, then there's sometimes to let you get more. But
once you get your queue in line on the computer, then you're there until you can buy your tickets.
No, you're only given 5 minutes. Once you get in, you have 5 minutes to complete the transaction.
Oh, so you're not put in queue until your turn comes up?
Now, if you buy 8 tickets for Lady Gaga,
mm-hmm.
you go out and come back in again, you cannot get 8 tickets again for Lady Gaga with your same login, with your same credit card number or the same address.
Sure.
So you would need a bunch of aliases to do that.
Right, okay, that's interesting.
So,
well, I'm not saying that I'd buy 100 tickets for one show. I'm thinking like a pair of tickets and see if I can sell them for like a bit of a profit.
You know, I thought that too, and I bought when Billy Joel...
So now, wait a minute. So you thought that too when you looked at me like I had a third eye. Why is that?
Because you do have a third eye right now. It's blinking at me.
Well, I got to pop that. Hang on.
No, there's... I did that when Billy Joel and Elton John were touring.
Was that when we went back in...
when we went to the Garden.
Right before the Pats won their first Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I thought, hey, you know, this is going to be a big concert. So I bought all these tickets. And then I bought some for... it was Connecticut. And I figured, oh, you know, this would be great for Hartford. Couldn't sell them. So I had to go down to Hartford.
So that's why you had me go to the show. That's why you
No.
You couldn't
They're
get
talking
rid
about
of them.
Hartford. So I had to go to Hartford and sell them outside of the theater while people were going in. And somebody came over to me and said, do not sell those tickets for more than face value. There's a girl over there right there. She's a cop. She's on the cover. They're looking for scalpers.
Wow.
So if you try to sell them at the venue, a lot of times you're not going to get the service charges you paid to get those tickets. That's the other thing.
Well, that's why you put them up on StubHub or something.
Yeah, well, still, the ticket says $50. You end up paying like $65 by the time you get it because
You
have to pay the service charges.
Right, but if you're selling, then you figure for that, right?
Right. Then the other thing you got to be careful of is, like, my tickets for tonight, you can print them out at home.
Okay.
And then people...
Don't that scare you? No, see, you just don't trust people.
I'm just telling you...
How can that be?
I'm just telling you what goes on.
Well, you haven't even said what I think you're going to say. Go ahead. Say what you think you're going to... Say what I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
Because you don't trust people.
It's not that I don't trust... If I buy them, I know my ticket's legitimate.
Yes.
Because I bought two tickets. I have two tickets printed
out. But
you're
worried that if you buy some from somebody online who sends you...
An online ticket...
Have you heard such stuff?
Absolutely. They get them. They print out. You buy two tickets. You print out 10 copies of it, and then you sell them. And the first one there is going to get in because once that barcode is scanned, that's it. You can't use it again.
So now the person who bought those tickets originally, where did he get them? Where did he get that printed out thing? It was sent to him.
You go on Ticketmaster.
Yes.
You buy your tickets.
So Ticketmaster knows where those original tickets came from.
Absolutely.
So now you're standing there and you got screwed because of these tickets.
Right.
You can't go to Ticketmaster and say, hey, what is this?
No, because you didn't buy them from Ticketmaster. You did not buy them from Ticketmaster. If it was me who bought the tickets from Ticketmaster.
I'd like to see some cases of this because I think that you're just one of these paranoid people.
Am I? Don't you ever hear about tickets, people getting ripped off for tickets the Super Bowl?
No, Ron, because I'm sorry, because I've thought about this. We've had this discussion before, and I've brainstormed it in my head with myself. Can you brainstorm by yourself?
Well, I don't think it was a storm. It might have been a light drizzle because it hasn't changed.
If there were problems with this, then Ticketmaster would say, okay, this isn't working. We're not going to continue this. We're just going to send the tickets.
Hold on a minute. I'm Ticketmaster. Okay?
No, you're not. You're Ron.
I'm Ron Ticketmaster. You bought a ticket online from me, so
right.
I'm assuming Dan Lynch just bought two tickets.
Yes.
Dan, we can mail you your tickets for $5.
Okay, I understand.
You
this.
Can do a
yes.
will call.
Yes, I understand
up.
All that process. What
or,
I'm saying is, Mr. Ticketmaster, is... we just got a phone call from somebody complaining that they get screwed. Oh, here's another one. Here's number 7,000. Here's number 1,000,000. I'm tired of these phone calls. Let's stop doing it like this. Let's just send them their tickets and not give them any other option. And that's what I think that they would do. And that's why I think you're completely, completely wrong about this.
Concerts tonight. I want to buy a ticket for tonight.
They still
have some tickets. Where am I going to get those tickets? I can print them out at my house right now and have them in hand. It's like when you go to the theater and you buy your tickets beforehand.
I understand that, but have you ever been to a show where you see somebody standing out there saying, "What happened?"
Yes.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not. No, you've never seen the people who get stopped going. They're trying to get through and the guy goes, "Ticket's invalid," because the barcode's already been scanned. You've heard of this. Come on. You've never heard of anybody.
I would like to think that if that was a problem, then they would stop doing that. They would stop making that available.
Why?
Why?
Why
because
would you?
People are getting screwed.
You're going to.
For the very reason you're saying.
So you're going to punish millions for a few handful of people that are unscrupulous.
You're saying just a few handful. You're telling me before that it happens all the time.
It does happen all the time.
Well, then that's not fair and it should be stopped.
Okay.
Oh, again, Dan has a bad idea.
No, I suggest you call your state legislator, who's ever in your area, and ask him to pass a bill about
this.
This
ought to be the video of the day. You should see the face that he's making at me right now, folks.
I mean, the state.
The WCCM video of the day. Get it up here right now for Ronnie Ferris, the face that I'm getting.
The state legislator, they've already allowed for the scalping of tickets in this state. Did you know they have legislation that allows...
So I can stand outside somewhere?
No, these ticket agencies.
Oh, yes,
to be able
that's
to,
like legal scalping. Yes,
yeah,
right.
It's
right.
Legal scalping is
right,
what
I
it
agree.
Is.
I agree.
So that's what happened.
Hmm.
So what I suggest you do, Dan, since you have an in, is why don't you buy up a bunch of tickets for the Wicked Real Housewives of Boston, and then you can start scalping those. Instead of the $46 that it costs, maybe you can get... $49 and make $3 on each ticket.
You're cute. You know you are cute.
Did you enjoy yourself Friday night?
It was good. It was good. I was tired. I think I worked the hardest out of everybody.
No, you
there.
Were tired, and Vito was tired. A lot of people were tired because we had a...
Why was Vito tired?
Because we had rehearsal all week. And you didn't. You just had one rehearsal.
Yeah, but I was running around with the hardware wrapped around my waist, carrying the camera for every second. You came in, what, about halfway in, looking all cute in your freaking jumpsuit and all that with the handcuffs on. You get a key. You get a key. I'm going to the library. Oh, library.
Library.
We're at the library. I don't want to ruin the show.
Yeah, you can't, see? Can't be quoting that show yet.
You look like Lex Luthor in a jumpsuit, whatever.
Am I really scary looking when I come in?
You know what, Ron? Tell you what. With the shaved head, man, you're a different person. You look younger, but you look badder, too. And I'll tell you what I want to see with those sunglasses on that you got.
You know, I brought those up because I was supposed to wear those sunglasses at the end when I come out through the curtain there.
Oh, yeah?
To find out who the rat is. And I brought those up, and I said to the assistant there, I said, want me to wear these? I said, these are funny glasses. They were oversized glasses, you know. She said, well, we're all supposed to. In fact, I even forgot to put the sunglasses on for that scene. I'll remember next time, but I'll talk to the director and ask her if she wants me to wear those funny ones.
Right.
Because I know you love when I put those glasses on.
Oh, I think it's great.
Those oversized orange tint glasses.
Bruce, I think I got a picture on my telephone. I'll show it to you.
My amber glasses.
Now, where was this? This was in Saugus?
It's at Kowloon's.
At Kowloon's in Saugus.
You have a buffet
yep.
and then the show.
A buffet.
Buffet.
Yeah, it's a Kowloon's buffet, and then it's supposed to be a reality TV show that's being filmed.
Yeah.
And one of the housewives, these are mob housewives. Mm-hmm. Their husbands are in the mob. One of the housewives, her husband's getting out of
prison,
out of Middleton.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have scenes of him stopping, like, at the cabaret, at Kelly's Roast Beef.
Wow.
And then they even make it look like he's coming out of a cop car when he really isn't, because the cops wouldn't cooperate. Not like the Methuen police, who were very cooperative when we were doing Boys. But it looks like he's coming out of the car and going into walking into Kowloon's, and the guy from Kowloon greets him, gives him like a little box, and then he walks in through the door upstairs. It's a surprise party for him, and it's funny. It's a lot of funny scenes. The women that play the housewives are really good.
Great.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Folks, if you have nothing to call in about, call in and let us know your Hurricane Irene tragedies. If you have lost power, if a tree limb came through your window.
Did you see the tree down in the parking lot here?
No, I didn't.
Where'd you park?
I actually got a good spot. I parked like the second. Oh, geez, I was on a few weeks ago with my wife. She complains about me getting like those first couple spots. But I actually saw it. I went, and I turned right in.
Nothing changes, see?
Well, it changes
She's
a little.
Right.
When I'm with her, I make sure we walk all the way from the back.
Wow.
This is what you wanted, honey. This is what you wanted. But I shut up and walk.
The other thing, folks, school is open. Watch out for those school buses and those kids getting on the buses.
Yes.
Because I think school started, I think, some places last week, and then yesterday in a lot of places.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, they're going to allow for the snow days.
Oh, stop it. We never had that when we were kids.
I know. You had to walk to school uphill both ways. Right?
Yeah, how did you know?
I know. Now, it's funny because my school was on a hill, and we used to have to walk up the hill every day to get to the school.
Here we go. See, you get a little bit about me, and now we have to hear all about Ron. Right? But no, seriously, folks, how were you with Hurricane Irene?
I don't want to talk about myself. I don't want to hog the show about
myself.
Were you
scared?
Was I scared?
You know what? And some people are over here saying, oh, boy, they made a big stink out of nothing. You look at some of those videos of the people further out west and stuff. I mean, they got bombarded.
Look at Vermont.
You see Vermont, one of the covered bridges got...
It's sad. Yeah, really?
One of the historic covered bridges.
Just went floating away? Oh, that's sad. You can't replace that.
It's been up since the 1800s.
They say this was like the biggest hurricane since like around the 1800s, like 1810, was it, or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. They were showing...
We were very lucky.
Parts of New Jersey still flooded today.
Did you lose your power at all?
Lost my power for like 2 minutes, twice.
I don't even think our lights flickered.
Yeah, that was it.
Nice. But, I mean, so many people are without power, and I feel like, you know, why can't I win megabucks?
I think it was nationwide. There's still like 5 million people without power.
Wow.
That's crazy. But, you know, I mean, they got hit hard over there, and... Who got hit the hardest out of from the whole storm? Like it came
nearly 5 million still lack power.
Jeez. And that's through the 40, whole 40 from South Carolina
died.
Up?
40 people died.
Mm. 40 mm. people. Wow. Yeah. You hear about the little kid who was in his house and the tree just like came through the house?
Oh, no. Mm. I didn't hear that.
It's awful.
Mm. Now, you know what? I had posted this, but imagine before we had all this mass communication, you know, when... There was no communication.
Not even knowing it was coming.
Yeah. Have
Kinda
no
like
idea.
The blizzard of 78?
Well, have no idea. No, there was communication in 78.
Right, but they didn't know it was coming. It was supposed to be flurries, right?
Colonial times. Let's say colonial times. Right. When Pony Express would never get to you.
It didn't snow back then.
It didn't snow back then? It didn't snow?
Well, it did.
Didn't have hurricanes?
I don't think so.
So it was perfect weather?
folks, you know I'm only kidding, right? You know I'm only kidding. Of course. I know. It had to be crazy.
But imagine being out there and you see it gets dark. Storm's coming. And then the next thing you know, your house is getting blown down because you have no idea that this was coming. And even in the 60s.
Well, wait a minute. Before we continue, Ron from work, if you're listening, call. Okay, go ahead.
Even in the late 50s and 60s, before we had satellites up there to track these storms or to, you know, record what these storms did and have some idea. They really didn't know. All they had, you know, telephone. Yeah, it's raining here. It's the hurricane's passing through, you know, North Carolina now.
Right.
Whatever. So, I mean, just think about. I just think that we're lucky today that we have all this technology, and I know it can become burdensome. You see, constant coverage on the news.
But. Right. Right. Yeah. It's.
Well, we got to take a break. It's you're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. If you want to call us, it's 978-687-8005 or 877-687-8005. And we'll be right back.
Looking for a dentist in the Lawrence, Methuen, or North Andover area? Dr. Arno Topp is dedicated to the practice of family and general dentistry. A graduate of the Tufts School of Dental Medicine, Dr. Topp has over 25 years of experience. The goal of Dr. Topp's office is to treat every patient in a complete and comprehensive manner. His experienced and friendly team will make your visit as comfortable as possible. Conveniently located at 100 Amesbury Street in Lawrence, Mass., call Dr. Topp's office today at 978-687-7811 and schedule an appointment. Emergency service is always available. Visit his website at toppdentist.com. That's toppdentist.com.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
Bop, boop, bop. Boop, bop, boop, bop. Boop, bop, boop, bop.
Ah, I hear the voice of spring. Ah.
You like cherries, huh? Oh, what's up?
That was good. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, you like cherries, huh? I'll give you cherry. So, what's up?
Well, do you really need to know? Would you really do? You,
go ahead.
Good time.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I did that pantry over in my house.
Yeah.
And I've been so busy with other things. I always, and my wife is right, I get to 99% of the project being complete, and it comes to a halt.
Well, it may
I
be.
I just get a little touch-up painting to do. Not much. I mean, it's just on a door jamb, and I got to put up a couple of lights. But other than that, it's done.
Well, then it's not done.
It's not done, and I hope it gets done soon. But that's how it goes. I don't know what it is. She predicted it, and she was right again.
99%, huh?
99%.
All right, we have a caller. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm Fred. Just want to recount some of the storms when I was growing up as a kid in Salem, New Hampshire in the early 50s.
Okay.
As kids, we used to get all excited because this meant no power for 2 or 3 days.
And you liked not having power?
Well, the reason why we liked it is because I was a mile from town, and all the kids used to grab a spoon and run into town, and the local drugstore put all the ice cream out in front of the store.
Oh.
Because they had no refrigeration.
Right.
Oh.
So you had all the ice cream you could eat.
Nice.
Rather than go to waste. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is good.
So I guess in those days when the power went out, it went out for a while, right?
Oh, at least 3 days.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, 5 or 6 times. You'd lose your phones, too, because, I mean, we had a 10-party line, so with all the trees and stuff, it didn't take much before you had no phones. And I remember one of the first hurricanes that I was out in, no TV back in those days, so we had a radio, and my mother didn't have it on because she was cooking. So I was the oldest, so she sent me to the local store to get some stuff she needed for cooking. And I got to the store, and there was a big sign on the store saying, closed for the hurricane. We didn't even know. It was the eye of the hurricane. My mother had sent me out. She thought the storm had gone by.
Wow.
Yeah, see, that's, I mean, today we feel like we get too much, but I think at least you could be prepared. So how long did the ice cream last, I guess, when everybody went into town?
Well, pretty much the better part of the day.
Really?
But back then, they only had 3 flavors.
Well, we had quite a few flavors. They were in cardboard containers, you know, gallon. Well, they're more than a gallon. I guess they're probably about 3 gallons.
Yeah, those big
like
containers,
that. But I remember a tornado started in Salisbury Beach. It was a heavy thunderstorm, and it went from Salisbury Beach all the way up to Rockingham Park. And
wow.
The whole family were sitting in the front of our screen because I grew up right across from where the new mall is at Rockingham Park. It used to be a big sawmill over there and all fields and cows and stuff.
Wow.
And
wow.
We saw the tornado come down because of the hot top, all the hot air currents going up.
Right. Yeah.
And it started ricocheting across the front of the Rockingham racetrack, breaking all the windows. And you could see it spinning, and it'd come in and spin and come in, spin and come in.
Man.
All these windows were breaking, you know, roofs at a time. And then it took a 90-degree turn and came straight at our house. So we all went running inside, and it came. We had a turkey coop about 100 yards away from the house and a well in between, an 8-foot diameter cement tube with a 6-inch thick cement cover. And the tornado went right between us, picked that cover up like a big frisbee, and off it went.
Wow.
It took all the siding off of one side of our house, all the shingles, and the turkey coop, which was made out of scrap lumber, it didn't ruffle a feather.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I guess it's where it hit. Now, when you said it hit the racetrack, it's like
yeah,
it is now. It was cement, right, in the front?
No.
No?
It was all wood.
It was wood.
All wood, yeah.
Because of the tornado, now it's cement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because when you said it, it sounded like it was like bouncing off the cement and then coming back, but wow.
No. It's bouncing off the front of the building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which was wood.
The panes were probably the size of a, like, loose leaf paper, you know.
Yeah.
It was breaking bunches of them at a time.
Fred, where did you say you're calling from?
I'm calling from Hampstead, New Hampshire right now.
Are they going to legalize casino gambling up there before Massachusetts or what?
We were told when the mall was first going to be built.
That's why they built it.
It was going to be a casino.
It kind of looks like a casino, huh?
Yeah, I think that was the intent right from the beginning. It's just politics and who pays who.
Yeah. Well, I guess the last thing I read that people from New Hampshire went down to Pennsylvania to study what they were doing there, right? Because they have a casino down there. Mm-hmm. And they keep talking about they're going to put one in Rockingham.
Well, say over 30 years ago, I was the one of the directors on a fish and game club in Salem, New Hampshire, where I grew up. And the state approached us. They wanted to bring a four-lane highway over from Nashua all the way over to Rockingham Park. And they wanted a right-of-way through our property because we had over 100 acres. And we wouldn't give them a right-of-way. And I said, well, why do you need a four-lane highway through the middle of a swamp?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't give us an answer. And it ended up being the new 111 that's up there in Windham.
Right.
Because they had four aerial shots.
The new 111, that little that part that they just put in a few years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
So that was all part of that original thing 30 years ago.
Wow.
This has been in the works. If they had a four-lane highway going to Rockingham Park, you know, they had something else in mind.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Fred. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for that. That's good info. It wasn't really that long ago.
I remember, thunderstorms, lightning coming down, hitting the cyclone fence. It's like big rectangular wire fence in front of our house. That came all the way down from Rockingham Park to keep the cows from where they parked their cars. And when the lightning hit the fence, it bounced all the way down. It kept hopping like a squirrel every time it hit a little knot somewhere. And it was three cows that were close to the fence, and it knocked them all out.
Jeez. No kidding.
Yeah. The farmer come bombing down old Ralph Smith in his truck, and he was jumping up and down on the cows. He was able to revive two of them, but one of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet if Ronnie could have grabbed the spoon for some of that ice cream, he would have been hopping like a squirrel, too.
Yeah.
You know, you said there was only three flavors. Howard Johnson's was around that time.
How many flavors did they have back then, Fred?
Howard Johnson's had quite a few.
I don't know. I think Howard Johnson had like 48.
Yeah.
Really? Many?
Yeah. My first job at 15 was making ice cream at Bojay's Ice Cream, which became Quintal's down on 28. I thought I had died and gone to heaven, you know, like, oh, wow, I have to sample every batch of ice cream. You know, 10 gallons at a time, you'd make no preservatives, much higher cream level, you know, putting in pecans one time, butterscotch another, and you know, you're talking to kids that used to go out and collect bottles to get the 2 cents so we could get the root beer barrels, candy, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Any candy, nickel candy bars that were twice the size of our dollar ones now.
Right. Right. Penny yeah. candy was a penny, yeah.
Yeah, it was a penny, and there was a wide selection. Do you remember the little metal pans with little spoons that had
yes.
like a frosting
yes.
type stuff yeah. in them?
That's
then
right.
Then they had the licorice pipes.
Right.
Yeah, then they had the taffy, taffy on a stick.
The wax yeah. lips.
Yes. Yeah.
And the buck teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, all the wax stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Little drinks in the wax bottles and yeah. all that stuff.
Nickel nips, I think those were called.
Yeah.
On those wax bottles.
A lot of good memories.
Yeah. Not for Dan. Dan's sitting here totally.
I remember the wax bottles.
Totally spaced out, like he has no idea what we're talking about.
I'm thinking that, I mean, Bruce, you must remember when ice cream was invented.
No question about it.
Bruce, I'm sorry. I love
you. No, that's fine. Don't worry about it. I'll get you later.
Yeah. But, of course, back in those days, every household had a kerosene lamp.
That's true.
And what my dad used to do is, when the power would go out, he'd go get an old cereal box
See?
And take the bag out. And then we'd turn the box inside out with a clear cardboard up.
Oh.
And then he'd get the crayons. And each one in the family would be assigned a spot on the outside edge of the cardboard to make a game.
Wow.
And you would draw whatever theme you wanted. You know, if you want to make a cemetery with ghouls and all
nice,
that stuff
nice.
Or whatever. So, then you make little circles. And then he would take a glass, cut a circle out of the cardboard and divide it into many spaces, punch a little hole in the middle with a toothpick. And that was our spinner.
Yeah, that's right.
And then play these games.
Jeez.
Nice.
That's what we did when there was no power, you know.
Hey, Bruce, are you up in Hampstead right now?
I'm on my way to Manchester.
Oh, because I was going to say, if you're in Hampstead, I'm surprised our signal is getting way up there.
Sure it does.
It can?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Sure. Yeah.
But they have a problem over Lowell.
I get you all the way up into Manchester, New Hampshire. No
wow.
problem.
Yeah. Hello, Manchester.
Yeah.
Nashua.
I just have to talk louder, right?
Yeah.
Hey, when you mentioned the cereal boxes, I remember when cereal boxes were made out of cardboard.
Oh, yeah.
And they
yeah.
were, you know, nice,
Well, what
thick.
Are they made out of now?
Now, when Something they're like recycled, and when you grab the box too hard, it collapses right in your hand,
mm-hmm.
cereal boxes.
Yeah.
Before, cereal boxes were nice, thick cardboard. You know,
yeah.
It was nice. It was you could yeah. use it to do what he was saying.
Now, one of my favorite cereals, and it still is plain Cheerios. No
oh, yeah.
sugar,
yeah.
just milk.
Yeah.
And somebody told me that Cheerios taste like cardboard. So you know what I do now?
What?
I'll rip a little bit of the box off and sprinkle it on top.
Well, I remember the first sweetened cereal that we ever had was Sugar Crisp, and it came in a plastic bag.
I remember the Sugar Crisp.
And you'd
but
eat
I
that
mean,
like it was jelly beans. I mean, that was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Charge you up for a few hours.
Yeah.
They pour milk in it, it all turned gray because of the sugar.
Yeah. And they used to call it Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes,
yeah,
not Frosted
yeah.
Flakes.
Yeah,
it used
right.
to be Kellogg's
yeah.
Sugar Frosted.
Yeah.
Back then they were great. Are they still great?
Tony the Tiger.
Great.
Yeah.
And it was real sugar then.
Yeah, remember
when corn syrup.
Save coupons off the box and send it in, and you would get the little puppets from Sugar Crisp.
Yeah.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop
right.
and all that stuff.
No, you can't even get a free prize in cereal anymore.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, you used to get a prize in cereal? Like
yeah,
some sort of?
But yeah, see, those are I remember those. You send away, and then you mailed it today, and then the next day you're looking for it. Every day you're checking
yeah.
the mail. Where's my thing coming?
And then when you forgot about it,
it came.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. That's like today, I mean.
I bet you were a spoiled little brat when you were growing up, Ronnie.
Me?
Always looking for that free.
No.
You know,
no, I wasn't
something
for
in the
free.
Mail. Always going off your new 45.
No.
You were spoiled with a full head of hair back then.
No,
I can
actually,
say it.
I was spoiled because I was the youngest.
See?
Yeah, I was.
See that, Bruce?
You're
compared
baby.
To my
I was
brothers.
I was the middle child. I used to get smacked around all the
yeah.
time.
From both ends, from the oldest and the
yeah.
youngest.
Yeah.
Well, they talk about recycling. Of course, back in those days, no one threw anything out. It always could be utilized for something.
Right.
And whatever was left was thrown in the barrel. When the barrel was full, you lit it, burned it down to ashes, and you filled it again.
That's it.
That's right.
Yeah, you used to be able to burn leaves on
when
the...
When it got filled with the ashes, you'd put a blanket over the top and tie it, throw it in a wheelbarrow, and bring it down into your property and dump it.
Mm. Ah, those were the days. Remember the rag man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in my house, we had a wood... Not a wood-burning stove, but it was a... I could take the trash down and burn it into the stove. And it would... You know, there was a chimney that went out, but it was a... You know, you could burn paper and stuff in it,
and
wood.
Right.
Remember when the guy used to push a cart around to sharpen knives?
Sharpen knives, sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all that stuff.
Oil man.
Yeah.
Old man.
Yeah. Ice man.
Brighto. Playing Red Rover. And,
see that? You know,
there'd be 20 kids on one side, 20 kids on the other, and everybody got along.
That's true. Alivio.
Ring Alivio.
Yeah.
Ollie entry.
So what are we saying? The world's falling apart.
No.
No. Yeah. That now they do it sitting home playing video games.
Yeah.
Against each other, but in their own homes.
Yeah.
Well, but they're not moving.
In the morning, people used to go out and sweep the sidewalk off them.
Yeah.
Wash it and all that
That's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to go home, change, and go out and play. Now, kids don't go out and play anymore.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, whether it be
we're afraid for them.
Well.
Yeah.
I guess.
We've allowed it to happen. You know, they don't punish criminals anymore.
Look what we've become.
Yeah, boy.
What have we become?
Yeah, it's a shame. You
it
know,
was your generation.
Feeling of community.
The damn British invasion.
What? British invasion.
In the 60s? You're blaming us 60s?
The hippies. And
the hippies? Yeah.
You're bad.
You think I was a hippie?
You were one of those...
tree huggers?
No, before the hippies. Who were those?
Beatniks?
Beatnik.
No, that was in the 50s.
Okay.
Yeah. Gilligan there, before he was a sailor, he was a beatnik.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
TV program.
Yeah.
Maynard G. Krebs.
You remember that?
Dobie
Gillis. All right, Fred. Well, thank you for calling, sir. You gave us some good information, and hope you listen all the time.
Thank you.
See? It wasn't that long ago. Now, this was the 50s and that happened.
That was long ago. You're in denial.
I'm not in denial.
You're in denial.
I'm
look,
in
look,
doing.
Because
I'm not
you
in
shaved
denial.
Your head, you think you're 20 years younger.
20 years younger? Oh, my goodness. What are you going to do when you're my age?
That's like having one foot in the grave and the other foot on a banana peel.
Really?
Have you ever heard that expression?
Yes, I have. Are you kidding me? I know I'm old. I walked by the cemetery. Two guys were chasing me with a shovel. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, but Ron, at least you're not late for everything like he always
did. Oh, Bill, how you doing?
Just finally relaxing, taking a break from studying this morning.
All right.
I heard you guys on this morning talking about the good old days.
You got a tattoo?
Hell no, you kidding me? My mama wouldn't let me have it.
You didn't sneak one?
Hell no. Hell no.
Ronnie's going to get one.
See, when I was living down at Joppy Land, I was one of them bad boys where you don't mess with us guys.
Right, right.
Ah. Oh, that's right. You were late for homecoming, too.
I wasn't late. I told him I probably wouldn't get there till the afternoon.
No, wait a minute now. See, the thing was, I had told him what the best time was to get there, and what does he do? He shows up when everything's over.
Listen, Bill, if you recall correctly, and I know you do, you're just trying to rag on Dan here.
Yeah.
I told you I couldn't get there at that time. You were telling me all about the pancake breakfast and all that. I said, I can't get there at that time. I can only get there in the afternoon, and I'm hoping that it's not all over by then.
But I said the best part was in the afternoon, too, and you missed the best part.
See, I work the midnight shift. I get home, and I have to get some sleep, or else you would have met me, and I probably would have, who knows, tackled you or something.
Oh, God.
You probably would have been looking normal, but that's besides the point.
Looking normal?
What is normal?
Take a look at me sometime in the morning around 7 o'clock in the morning. I'll show you a normal.
You know you're our poster boy now, right?
Yeah.
Who, me?
Did you ever send them the picture, Ron?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, though.
Well, Ronnie, what happened?
I don't know, but listen, I thought I'd let you guys in on something. For next year, we've already got an idea planned out for our canoe tilting next year.
Okay.
We're going to contact all the Cape Ann League football teams, and whoever loses to the other team on Thanksgiving Day, they have to send representatives from the football teams over for the canoe tilting contest for a grudge match.
Wow! That sounds good.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about it and everything, but...
That sounds good. Well, keep us posted on that. Let us know what's going on.
Yeah, and I was telling Bruce and Lou yesterday, my nephew on Facebook sent back some pictures of the damage from the hurricane.
Yeah.
I found out it wasn't out in the western part of the state. It was down the Cape. He's down the Cape near Hyannis and everything. Mm.
and it's brutal down there.
Yeah, they all got whacked pretty good.
Yeah, they got it because of the ocean.
Yeah, well, the thing was, there was one guy's house that he showed me pictures of. The guy had just bought a brand new car.
Oh,
and a great big elm tree was one right on top of the roof. It's totally destroyed.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh.
But, I couldn't resist, you know, guys talking about the good old days, you know, with the old penny candy and stuff.
Yep.
We used to, down in every fort, we used to have like four or five good stores where you walk in there with a dollar, you walk out with a bag of candy.
Whoa.
All right, Bill, we're up against the...
You're always up against a clock, and you gotta listen to the Hall of Famer. He's in charge.
I know, and I gotta...
Listen, Bill, you stay cool, but don't freeze, all right?
Heck okay. No, you guys have a good one, too.
All right.
You've been listening to the R&D Show on 1110 AM WCCM.
And the Diet Boys are coming on next.
We'll be back next week.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guest and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.